that spigot up by that water spigot.
Okay, fine.
And I just had a time when we first put the water in and it matured, and then they made long sleeves to everything, you know.
Uh-huh.
But I soon got, when the coats got large enough to go to the spigot, go to it, and of course it, you had to go change from bottom to top.
Oh, my goodness.
I learned then, I just got busy then cutting off sleeves.
I imagine you did.
And so now, you know, but they don't have any sleeves on much. But I said, I reckon that's the reason they had to do that. I know we put in the water works out there. And of course, now that was a nice place for them to go.
Mm-hmm.
And they do. And it just run down. And it wasn't long before I had to change my way of doing it.
I imagine that.
Yes, ma'am.
What do you call a few cans of food? No, that's not right. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put into for you to carry them home?
Well, sometimes I might just put in a paper bag.
That's fine.
Uh-huh.
What do you call a large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth that 100 pounds of chicken feet or 100 pounds of potatoes might come in?
Oh.
One of those great big...
Yeah.
Why?
You ought to know what that is.
Oh, I know what...
Croak sack.
What? Well, you got to be made... Some of them made out of croak sack and some of them are made out of... What?
You said loosely woven. No?
Loosely woven, well.
So that would be a croak
sack? Croak sack.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call a little musical instrument that's about, as long as a pencil maybe, and you hold it up to your mouth and blow on it? It's just a little flat sort of musical. You blow through it. You know what I'm talking about? It's about as long as a pencil, and it's about as wide as your thumb, maybe.
Does it make any noise?
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Ma'am.
That's what I'm trying to think about.
You play tunes on it.
That's what I say. What was that?
Oh, you're talking about a harp.
No, a harp. You blow a harp.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about.
Is it?
Harp. Some of them call them harmonicas.
Well, now, the harp wouldn't be like you if to me.
It would.
Oh, Mama ain't much about...
I probably didn't describe it.
Mine much.
Well, now, that's what I say.
Quite a foot long.
No, it's about this long.
Uh-huh.
But it's got little notes on it, you know.
Little holes to blow through?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, that's a harp. Harmonica, something like that.
Okay. Well, now, what about the kind of musical instrument that's made out of metal, and you put it up to your teeth and pick on it? Now, do you know what I'm talking about
there?
It's
an
old-timey kind of
thing. I know what.
Juice harp. That's
right. Mm-hmm. I don't know
how
that got back so quick.
What do you call something that children like to play on that's made with a long board balanced in the middle, and one child sits on one end and one sits on the other, and they go up and down?
Now, tell me that over again,
yes,
please.
Yes, ma'am. That's kind of involved. It's a piece of playground equipment for children. And it's made with a long board that's balanced in the middle. And one child sits on one end, and one sits on
seesaw.
Fine.
Yeah, well, I thought that sounded like a seesaw.
And what do you call one that goes round and round that children play
now,
on?
Seesaw. Now, that's what I call it. What? I know that, too. I've been whirled around on that.
That's right.
Now, what is that? It's been a long time since I've been.
I imagine it has been for
yeah.
a while.
Yeah. Oh, let's see.
You don't know
what
that is.
What is it?
Merry-go-round.
Yes. Merry-go-round. But I've never been on a merry-go-round there because it made me sick.
Uh-huh.
I arranged one that's impressive to me.
Well, have you ever heard that called a flying Jenny?
Flying Jenny, yes.
Mm-hmm. And that would be the same thing as a merry-go-round?
Yes. Uh-huh.
What do you call a flat piece of stone that a person uses to sharpen his knife on?
Oh, yes, you know what that is. Wet rock.
Fine.